This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan has been launched with an aim to make every tribal village self-reliant and self-sufficient. The president was addressing the national conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today.
आदि कर्म योगी अभियान इस परिवर्तनकारी सोच के साथ शुरू किया गया है कि प्रत्येक आदिवासी गांव आत्मनिर्भर और स्वाभिमानी बने। इस अभियान के माध्यम से यह सुनिश्चित करना है कि राष्ट्र के विकास की यात्रा में आदिवासी समुदाय की भी भागीदारी हो और विकास का लाभ भी सभी आदिवासी क्षेत्रों और लोगों तक पहुँचे।
The conclave was organized by Ministry of Tribal Affairs, marking a defining moment in India's journey towards responsive, citizen-led governance. Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi extended a warm welcome and conveyed that her visit would impart fresh momentum to the historic and multifaceted India-Sri Lanka ties. Mr. Modi recalled his state visit to Sri Lanka in April this year, during which he held fruitful discussions with Sri Lankan President Anuraga Kumarasamy, covering all areas of cooperation. The two leaders discussed measures to strengthen cooperation in a number of areas, including education, technology, innovation, development, cooperation, and welfare of fishermen. Foreign Affairs Minister of Egypt, Dr. Badr Abdel Atti, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Prime Minister conveyed his congratulations to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for Egypt's crucial role in the Gaza peace agreement and expressed hope that it would lead to lasting peace in the region. Mr. Abdel Atti briefed Prime Minister Modi on the first India-Egypt strategic dialogue held during his visit. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction at the progress being achieved in various areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, technology, energy, defence and people-to-people ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh unveiled the first Tejas LCA Mk-1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. The Defence Minister also inaugurated a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh lauded the flight of the Sukhoi-30 LCA and HTT-40 aircraft prepared in the Nashik division. He said the flight of the jets represents the country's flight of self-reliance in the defence sector. The aircraft is a 4.5 generation multi-role fighter jet capable of air defense, ground attack and maritime strike missions. Filing of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections ended today. Several candidates filed the nomination papers on the last day. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah launched party's election campaign in Saran today, rallying support for Taraiya MLA Janak Singh and Amanaur candidate Krishan Kumar Mantu. Addressing a gathering, he praised Chief Minister Nitish Kumar for restoring law and order in the state over the last two decades. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah held a meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna. Bihar Assembly elections will be held in two phases on November 6th and 11th. Results will be declared on November 14th. On the other hand, Congress has released a list of 48 candidates, which includes the party's state president and leader of the Congress Legislature Party, Shakil Ahmed Khan. Congress leader Surendra Rajput said seat sharing in Mahagathbandhan has already been finalized and will be announced at the right time. The 100th meeting of the Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti was held today to review infrastructure projects of road transports and highways. The meeting focused on enhancing multimodal connectivity and logistics efficiency in alignment with the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. During the meeting, five projects including two rail, two highways and one metro rail project were evaluated for alignment with integrated multimodal infrastructure and socio-economic benefits. In badminton, top seed Tanvi Sharma has advanced to the women's singles semi-finals of the BWF World Junior Championships in Guwahati, ensuring a medal for India. She defeated Japan's Saki Matsumoto in a thrilling three-game match today. And in cricket, rain has stopped play between Sri Lanka and South Africa in the 18th match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Sri Lanka were 46 for 2 in 12 overs when rain disrupted the game. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to bat first. Australia have booked their place in the semi-finals with a commanding 10-wicket win over Bangladesh in Visakhapatnam last night. Indian Army has inducted 113 electric buses along with 43 fast chargers in a move towards a cleaner and greener environment in line with the PM E-Drive initiative. And with that, we end this news bulletin.